This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Minster High School for the annual Fort Loramie Redskins Minster Wildcats Girls Battle on ScoresBroadcast.com. And like usual, it should be an excellent game. Minster 12-3 on the year, 5-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie 10-3 on the season, 6-1 in the Shelby County League. Jessica Berger at nearly 19 points a game leads the Redskins, and she needs scoring help tonight in order for Fort Loramie to knock off Minster. Meanwhile, the Wildcats are getting better than 20 points a game from the combination of 6-foot freshman Courtney Pringer and 5'9 junior Rosie Westerbeck. Each club coming off a loss. Fort Loramie fell on Saturday up at Berlin Highland in the Classic in the Country. The winning team, Summit Country Day, over Fort Loramie. Country Day, a Division III powerhouse, could very well advance to the regional in the Southwest region in D3. The Redskins were beaten 43-38 after jumping out to a 12-2 lead. Jessica Berger poured in 25 in that game, simply did not have enough assistance. Meanwhile, Minster not sharp either, Chuck, on Saturday, bowing to an excellent Division IV Ottoville team here at Minster, 44-27. Ottoville does not play in the Southwest region. Ottoville plays in the Northwest region. I think because of setbacks on Saturday, we can anticipate inspired play from these two clubs tonight. Although the fact that this is a renewal of the Route 66 rivalry, the Shelby County League versus the MAC, Fort Loramie against Minster, these two clubs will be at their best anyway, but following losses on Saturday, you can expect for certain inspired play tonight.
Well, they're going to play hard because these teams always play hard. We noticed a couple of minutes ago that Olivia Quinter is not dressed this evening. You found out she has mono. That's going to keep her out for a while for sure. They were weak at the guard position anyway, just being frank. And that's going to really hurt them to not have her be able to play on the point tonight. Very important for Holly Fry to produce points tonight. And Abby Holdhouse to produce points tonight. Abby was on the floor in the JV game, got in a quarter, I think. Did she play two? Now that means she's limited to how many in the varsity game?
Well, unless they've changed it, I think you're allowed to play five quarters a night, so that right. would leave her with three.
That's what I thought. But for certain, Fry and Holdhouse have got to produce very close to double digits. Berger needs her 20 or better. These two teams play standout defense. In fact, each team giving up only 9 points per quarter for the season. Both clubs at about 37 points per contest. That's the defensive yield. Minster averaging 49 a game. Fort Loramie 46 a game. Minster certainly with the better depth coming off the bench. And Minster's starting five, Chuck, gets points from everybody. Two young ladies at 10 a game, Rosie Westerbeck and Courtney Pringer. But you can also count on Lindsay Retkerman, Leanne Hulsman, and Hannah Schmidtmeyer to get better than a half dozen each. A lot of firepower all around the top of the circle and in the paint from the Minster ladies.
Well, they were already deeper. And then with Quinter not playing tonight, that really even shortens Loramie's bench. So you look at the Minster side, you're right. I mean, they've got some outstanding basketball players. Haley Boehmer comes off the bench. She is an excellent basketball player. They could have their way tonight, especially. The key on the other end, you talked about Holdhouse and Fry, but I think Rayanne Fry and Caitlin Lukey and Taylor Gasson, there's the key for Fort Loramie. If they can take care of the basket, they don't have to score a lot, but they can't have a bunch of turnovers against Minster to give up layups at the other end.
Yeah, Minster's harassing defense will force you into live ball turnovers, often resulting in easy hoops at the other end of the floor. Fort Loramie cannot allow that to happen tonight. Do you think Fort Loramie presses much, or is it a half-court pickup by Fort Loramie's team?
Well, I don't think they'll do a lot of full court. I don't think they have the depth to do that. But they're still going to do their half-court trap. They're going to go and try to trap you on the wings and try to force you to make a pass where somebody reads the passing lane and goes to pick it off. But that's Fort Loramie basketball. And if they just try to sit back and play straight defense, I think it could be a long night for them.
Two very good head coaches go at it head-to-head here
as
tonight.
As good as there are.
Some 40 years plus of coaching experience at the varsity level in girls basketball. Carla Siegel, Fort Loramie, Dan Steck, Schulte, Minster. Each club knows the other very well. The coaches have got the other team strategies down pat. There won't be any surprises tonight, that's for sure.
No, and nobody put in a new offense to run tonight. Nobody did any. You might see an inbounds play, maybe something a little bit different, maybe a different wrinkle. But you're going to see basically Fort Loramie, and you're going to see Minster basketball, and whoever plays the best is going
to
win it.
Yep. To give you an idea of how even this rivalry has been over the last half dozen games, it's 3-3. And Fort Loramie's won 3, Minster 3. Last season at Fort Loramie, the Redskins, who won the state championship in girls Division 4, beat Minster by a scant 3 points, 47-44. Minster lost in the district. Fort Loramie did not have to play Minster in the regional tournament. 2 years ago here, Fort Loramie, with all that firepower, got thumped, got beaten 65-51. Minster was red hot that Saturday afternoon and beat the Redskins, who were probably favored. That was a 14-point differential that day. In 2012-13, back at Fort Loramie, the Redskins won by a score of 47-39. In 2011-12, here at Minster, Minster nipped Fort Loramie by a score of 44-43. In 2010-11, during the season, Minster won at Fort Loramie by a score of 42-38. But Fort Loramie got Minster in the regional tournament, 49-35. Redskins played exceedingly well that evening and turned the tables. My point is, hey, it's 3-3 the last six games. I think it's 7-6 one way or the other the last 13 games. More often than not, it is a highly competitive game. And judging from these scores, Chuck, that I just fed you, right down to the last possession or two, in four of the most recent six,
Could be no different tonight. Who knows?
Well, when I came in here tonight, I talked to Coach Stecholdy, and I said, this is my favorite basketball game of the year, Fort Laramie and Minster. The JV game was absolutely all Minster.
Wow.
And we've seen a lot of basketball this year, and in girls basketball, that is by far the best JV team on any level, Division I down, that I've seen play this year.
And to put that into better perspective, Chuck, the Minster JVs knocked off the Anna JVs, who were previously unbeaten going into that game. And this past Saturday, the Minster JVs thumped the Ottoville JVs, who were also undefeated going into that game.
They have every aspect. They just play great defense. They get a lot of easy baskets because of the way they strip the basketball. But when they have to run their half-court offense, they can shoot it.
Yeah. Once again, Olivia Quinter sidelined tonight for Fort Laramie, as she was over the weekend with mononucleosis. No doubt will be out a few more games. And we understand, too, that Sarah Stang, a 5'9 junior, not playing tonight because of an injured toe. So as you mentioned, Chuck, Fort Laramie not deep anyway, thinner tonight because of the absence of starter Olivia Quinter, a 5'5 senior guard, and Sarah Stang off the bench, a 5'9 junior forward. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. If you need the right solution for your true comfort at your home or business, give a call to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike and Tim, or I should say Mike and Tom, at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. On the web at TomJerrys.com. A lot of gratitude tonight to a couple of other Fort Laramie game sponsors who are on the web with us for each Redskins contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. And M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffena Furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Minster Fort Laramie girls warming up out in front of us right now. The homestanding Minster Wildcats down to our left, and the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins to our right. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Chuck, a final score from earlier today at the Berlin Highland Tournament south of Canton. Sydney girls remain undefeated, downing Division I North Royalton 58-44, trailing by 4 at the half. Jackets behind by 4 points at intermission, rallied to win by 14. Sylvia Hudson in that game had 20 points over 29 in the third and fourth quarters. Sylvia Hudson really turned it on
20 of 29 in the second half to pace Sydney, ranked in the top 7 or 8 teams in the state, to victory earlier today, remaining unbeaten on the year. Kudos to head coach Megan Mummy and her staff at Sydney High School. We've got the playing of our Star Spangled Banner coming up. Fine crowd filing in. In fact, the parking lot is full here at Minster High School tonight. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is the In-Between, South Edge of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the South Edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yep, neither one of these two teams played offensively, check, on Saturday like it can. Minster, believe it or not, was held to 23 points below its per-game average, only 27 against a big Ottoville team. Fort Laramie could muster just 38 in dropping the game to Summit Country Day, 43-38.
Well, Coach Steck Schulte told us before the game that Ottoville's good, but they made them look a whole lot better than they are.
Starting lineups being introduced first for the visiting Fort Laramie Redskins. At guards, Taylor Gasson, 5'7 senior, and Caitlin Lupke, a 5'6 junior. At a wing, Jessica Berger, a 5'10" senior. Katie Hoying in the middle, a 5'11 senior. And Holly Fry, a power forward, a 5'9" senior. The very likable, outstanding head coach at Fort Laramie is Carla Siegel. Lady Redskins in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white, gray sneakers, black socks, and now for the Minster Wildcats in the home white. Black lettering across the front, orange piping, black and orange piping down both sides of the shorts. Lindsay Retkerman starts in the opening five for the Minster Wildcats. Retkerman, a 5'9 junior, 7 points a game. Also starting, Leanne Hulsman, 6 points a game, a 5'4 senior guard. Rosie Westerbeck at a wing, a junior, 5'9, 10 points per contest. Anna Schmidtmeyer begins at the post, a 5'10 senior, just over 6 points a game. And the freshman sensation, Courtney Bringer, 11 a game, 6 feet tall. Courtney wears number 30, shooting 56% from the floor on the season, and she was the difference maker in Minster's win over Anna a couple weeks ago.
I'll tell you what, that young lady, every time we've seen her 3 or 4 times, every time we watch her, she just gets better. You hope that's going to happen from a freshman. She is going to be as good as there is in the next couple of years.
This Fort Laramie team needs to get off to a good start here today. Chuck, Minster beating its opponents by about 13 points a game on the year, but getting most of that done in the first half, averaging 11 points per game better than its opposition over the first two periods of each contest this season. So Fort Laramie must stay close over the first two periods. Katie Hoying jumping center for Fort Laramie with Courtney Pringer of Minster. And the opening tap goes to Jessica Berger out high for the Redskins. She darts into the lane right below the foul stripe. Feeds it on top to Gesson, near side to Lupke. Coming out to catch Katie Hoyne. Good entry down inside to Holly Fry. She catches and scores. Fort Laramie off to a good beginning, up 2-0. Fine assist by the Redskins, who ran their offense to perfection opening series. And Minster, forecourt to her left. Westerbeck starts to penetrate. She's closed off, but Jessica Berger then throws it out of bounds.
The ball was tipped. They just didn't see it. Maybe they need four officials.
Fort Laramie in backcourt. Let's add Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee to the crew.
I haven't missed one in 25 years on the sidelines.
Again, here's Katie Hoyne, top of the circle. Long lob down inside to Fry. Same play that the Redskins executed first trip down the floor. And this time Fry catches. She's harassed over the shoulder and fouled in the act of shooting, and she gets two.
I like that high-low. They're going to go to it until Minster stops it.
Uh-huh. First free throw by Holly Fry. Dips the knees, aims, and misses off to the left. Fort Laramie Redskins shooting free throws. A little below 65% on the year. Minster 74%. Wildcats very hot at the stripe this season. Holly Fry nets one of two. 3-0 Fort Laramie. No pressure at midcourt. Gasson picks up outside the circle on the left defensively. Fuelsman has the ball. Sends it right corner to Reckerman. Straight away to Westerbeck. Near side pass to Schmidtmeyer. Now Fuelsman, top of the key. High left, it's Reckerman. A step back three ball over Berger. Missed it wide right. Didn't catch iron. Rebound Fort Laramie. Berger off and running. Down the floor to Fry. Hits the trailer in the lane. Gasson, 10-footer, good. Fort Laramie bursting on top, 5-0.
Well, you said they needed a good start. This is as good as it gets.
Yep. Nice entry by Minster from the right corner. Beautiful feed. Hulsman to Pringer. She's got the point blanker. 5-2. Fort Laramie up three. Forecourt right, Lukey. Lukey being checked by Westerbeck, 30 feet away. Redskins guards need excellent floor play tonight. Can't turn it over. Top of the circle, Hoyne has it for Fort Laramie. She's crowded by two players from Minster. Tie-up results and give it to the Wildcats.
Well, you're 4 inches taller than the two people trying to take it, and you bring the ball down to your waist, you just lost that advantage.
Midcourt, Hulsman for Minster. Very good three-point shooter, 5'4 senior. Throws right side, intended for Redkerman. She can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And head coach Nan Stecksholdy to our right asked for a timeout right out of the chute for the Minster Wildcats, who are down 5-2. We played a minute 50 in the opening period. Don't miss out on big savings at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue, Route 47, west of I-75. High-quality furniture priced just right to your budget. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right. Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue, Sydney. Here's Fort Laramie to midcourt. It's Gasson after the timeout, but Minster heaves a long one for Lupke right in front of us, and it flies over her head out of bounds.
Yeah, she needs to keep her dribble and try to make them play defense instead of trying to throw the ball from that far away.
Midcourt, Hulsman for Minster, picked up by Gasson 25 feet away. I'm sure those two young ladies will guard each other all night long. Man-to-man defense from Fort Laramie, pretty typical. Pass to the right side of the floor. Berger overplays for the Redskins and jams it out of bounds. Reckerman to Westerbeck. Westerbeck guarded 30 feet out on the floor by Lupke. Right side pass to Hulsman into Pringer. And she tries to bulldoze her way down low against Toing, who bodies up against her, forces a poor shot. Rebound taken away by Fort Laramie. Down the floor, Gasson, left side to Berger. Whips it to Katie Hoyne in the lane. Goes to work on Pringer, who blocks it and takes it away. Pringer backcourt to Hulsman on the run to Westerbeck. Quick heave into the lane to a teammate. Little half-hook shot by Schmidtmeyer, short. Rebound Katie Hoyne of Fort Laramie to Berger. Berger, 3-on-2, spin move in the paint, banks up a 5-footer and drops it in.
That's what you need from her. We saw her really stymied a couple of games, but she's turned it around again.
7-2 Redskins, 5:08 to go first quarter. Westerbeck top of the key for Minster. Here's off to the left. Pulls up and lets the shot go. It's a 23-footer. Front rim, backboard, and dropped in. She was traveling the arc, give her two. Soft touch by Westerbeck. Boy, she shoots a dead ball, Chuck. Not much spin. We've seen a few of her shots in previous games from out on the floor, land on the iron, and bounce favorably for her.
And just stay there, yeah. We saw her play as a freshman at New Bremen. She scored 16 in the game. We saw that game because I was looking through these old scorebooks, and we knew she was going to be a star. And then she came to Minster where she could really blossom.
A quick turnover by Fort Loramie. Down at Minster's defensive end, the Cats got the takeaway, and Minster is on offense to her left. That last bucket by Westerbeck, a deuce. Now Rosie on the arc tries to send a bounce pass into Pringer. Not a very good angle, and it slides past her out of bounds.
Well, there's the key, a bad angle, and threw it too low for a 6-1 kid to go get it.
Yes. 4.5 to go first quarter, 7-4 Fort Loramie. Berger to midpoint, hounded by Pringer now, 25 feet out. Gives it up to Lupke, back to Berger. Between the rings to Gasson. Pringer playing the point in what appears to be a zone.
Yeah, it's a 3-2.
Here's the ball thrown to Fry outside the lane on the right. Broken up by Minster. Hulsman scurries down the floor in a jiffy and took steps in doing so. 7-4 our score in favor of Fort Loramie. Each team with a few turnovers at the outset. In now Maddie Brandewee for Fort Loramie. She will trigger. Brandewee into the corner to Rhiann Fry, who's in. And Rhiann Fry tries to hit the cutter. Holly Fry, it's off her knee, goes out of bounds. Boy, the defense by Minster the last few trips down for the Redskins has been suffocating.
Well, when they went to that 3-2 zone, they are trapping everything on the wings. And when you get in the corner, you're in trouble.
Hulsman to midcourt. Again, Gasson draws that assignment for Fort Loramie. Hulsman spins off to the left. Goes opposite to Westerbeck in the right corner. Now to Pringer at 6 feet, 25 feet away from the basket. High left, it goes to Retkerman. Ball lobbed inside to Pringer, broken up by Fort Loramie, who double teams the Minster center. But Fort Loramie got a piece of Pringer's arm while she was trying to release the shot, and she is awarded two. Good help defense for the Redskins. A bit too aggressive, though.
Well, you help on the backside, but then you got to just go straight up and make them shoot over top of you.
Indeed. Pringer's got a couple. The shot is in the air, around and out to the left. 7-4 Fort Loramie, 3:39 to go first quarter. Second charity toss by Pringer of Minster. 1-2-3 bounces. It's on the way, and it banged off the flange. Long rebound, though. Westerbeck to Hulsman on the arc. Deep left corner, Westerbeck, shot fake. He's at cross court to Retkerman. Drives, a running banker, rolling off, no good. Rebound Berger. Long throw down the floor for Holly Fry. She chases after it, right corner of the floor. Who got a piece of it last? Minster, no. Redskins, yes. It is Minster basketball.
Been stuck at 7-4 for a while.
Yep, Fort Loramie got in a hurry. Minster wasn't fooled. Wildcats got back and forced the turnover. Hulsman over the Wildcats logo, center court. 3:15 left in the first. 7-4 Fort Loramie. Redskins put in 7 points in the first 2 minutes, 45 seconds. Ball entered in the lane to Westerbeck. Look at her go to work. A shovel shot with the left hand off the backboard. Beauty by Westerbeck of Minster. Very agile is Rosie. She's had two fielders so far. 7-6 Fort Loramie up one. Left side of the floor, Gasson. Near side, Rhiann Fry fakes the three-pointer. Berger tries it from long range. Swish! 22-footer by Berger. A step behind the stripe.
She shoots the ball in rhythm as well as anybody that we see.
10-6. Fort Loramie up four. 2.5 to go first quarter. Redskins in the zone. This trip down. Westerbeck into Pringer in the lane. Double-teamed. Overshoots. Berger helped out. Caused the errant shot. Ball goes in backcourt to Katie Horn for Fort Loramie. Quickly up the floor to Ray Ann Fry. Starts a drive. Pulls up baseline left. Strong on the jumper. Taken down by Rutkerman. Flips it up the floor to Westerbeck. For Minster on the arc. Launches a three way short. Pringer grabs it waist high. Goes up strong. Foul Fort Loramie. Maybe it's ball out of bounds and no shot attempt.
I thought she was going back up myself.
I did too. Fort Loramie says throw it inbounds. We're happy with no free throws. 2:05 to go, first quarter. Baseline right of the basket. The Retkerman, the playmaker. On top to Schmidtmeyer. Foul line. Bounces into the paint to Pringer. Baseline right. Retkerman. Jumper from 15. Hit the rim short. No good. Rebound Pringer. Stolen away by Ray Ann Fry of Fort Loramie. Quickly up the right side of the floor. Fort Loramie. Ball thrown, deep right corner, Fry goes baseline, stops and pops from 10, short, no good. Rebound, Retkerman, over her back is Ray Ann Fry of Fort Loramie. Substitution here at center court, Westerbeck, who'd been out for Minster, is ready to come back in. Holly Fry also on the floor here for Fort Loramie. Here in backcourt, Minster set to bring it up. Down to four, 10-6. Both teams with tenacious defense, a staple for each club. Redskins have shot it a little better. Retkerman whips a pass left corner to the Minster Wildcats. Player off the bench, Allie Fisher, 5'4 sophomore guard, Fort Loramie. Broke it up, it goes out of bounds. Berger gets a breather, perhaps the last 90 seconds of the initial quarter. She'll be on the bench. Buelsman 30 feet away. Starts a drive, top of the key. Goes right side to Allie Fisher. Now Westerbeck straddling the arc, high right. Almost lost it behind her back. Got it, stepped in, shot the 12-footer, missed it off the back brace. Rebound Minster. Oh, heads up play by Ray Ann Fry. She swiped it. Dribbles down the floor. Buelsman on the deflection out of bounds. Redskins ball, 1:09 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie up 10-6. Baseline right of the basket. Fort Loramie will throw in.
Hattie Meyer checked into the game, 32. She's not a JV player, and because of her problem at guard play with people out, they've had to move her up.
Yep, she has to see action. 5'4" sophomore. Hattie beneath the rim, lobs it out back to Holly Fry, who grabs. Left side, Ray Ann Fry. Fisher almost stole it. Ray Ann gets it back. Steps inside the arc. Missed a 17-footer. Rebound low on the right. Fort Loramie. No. Minster's got it. Foul Redskins on the shoulder. Holly Fry is tagged with the personal. Four team fouls on Fort Loramie. One on Minster.
Yeah, the only good part about the four is that it's one different person has all the fouls, so nobody's in trouble with two.
That's a good thing for the Redskins. 52 seconds to go, first period. 10-6 Fort Loramie. Kuelsman midcourt for Minster. Goes to Westerbeck, right wing. Dribbles head of the key. Lupke guards her, nearly swats it free. Kuelsman's got it now. 38 seconds to go in the first. Near side pass goes to Haley Ballmer. 5'9 junior is in. On a weave, Westerbeck darts it from the right corner. Lays it up strong. She had a gimme. Good rebound low on the right. But Maddie Brandewee of Fort Loramie. And she's bumped on the play by Pringer of Minster.
I don't think Westerbeck had any idea she was that wide open when she got to the rim. There was nobody there.
Wildcats have missed a few short ones so far in this game. Jessica Berger, unlike I thought previously, is back on the court offensively here for Fort Loramie.
Exactly. I think the only reason she's back is because with 26 seconds, they can put her in on the offensive end.
Final 24 ticks of the first quarter. Down to 20 now. Top of the circle, Gasson. Left side to Lupke for Fort Loramie. Foul line, Holly Fry, who dropped it. Picked up on the play by Minster. 12 seconds to go. Fisher, forecourt right to Westerbeck. 8 to play. Near side, Fisher behind the screen. Starts a drive into the lane. Tries to feed a teammate below the basket. And Fort Loramie boots it out of bounds. Heads up play for the Redskins. 4.3 to go in the first.
4 seconds.
Baseline right, Haley Palmer to throw in. Look out for Pringer or Westerbeck coming toward the basket. And here's a delay on the inbounds pass. Collision in the paint. Let's see who ran over who. number two, and Holly Fry of Fort Lorman. And she and Pringer got tied up. It's a common foul, two on Fry. In fact, the last couple personals for the Redskins have been on her. 4.3 to go. Minster inbounding late first quarter. Lob to Gilsman. High arching three ball. Way up in the air. Short, no good. Rebound, Fort Laramie. That's it. End of the first quarter here at the Minster Gym. Redskins 10, Wildcats 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Laramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Laramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Laramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before that next wave of bad weather. It's a firm grip on you and your driving. Check out M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Laramie. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, and Uniroyal, and others. M&A Muffler and Tires, where you can take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. A big tire sale you'll never get tired of. Well, we start play here in the second quarter with Fort Laramie up 10-6, and the Redskins right away go to the post, and Katie Hoing is jarred and fouled in the act of shooting. She earns two. The first is missed around and out to the left.
She did a nice job of going, and Pringer picked up her second foul on the play.
Second shot, Katie Hoing got it. Courtney Pringer's got two for Minster. She's out. Holly Fry's got two for Fort Laramie. She's out. Both Pringer and Fry with two personals. Two valuable inside players for these clubs. On the bench, a couple fouls each. Minster down by five. That's the third 5-point lead for Fort Laramie in this game. Gilsman outside the arc on the right. Gives it up on the play to Allie Borgerding, who's in now, a 5'8 junior. Minster blessed with 10 or 11 fine athletes on this girls' basketball team. And just as I say that, Borgerding lights it up, coming in as a sub with a beautiful 3-pointer. And here's whirlwind action at the other end of the floor. Fort Laramie, 40 foot pass down the floor to Berger. And Jessica, with a twisting move into the lane, is hacked on the arm while shooting.
Well, if you're not running your offense incredibly well, beating a team down the floor is the best way to score.
Free throw, Berger, yes. 12-9 Redskins. You can tell, Chuck, Jessica has fire in her eyes. She's playing assertively tonight. Second free throw a little hard. Rebound taken down by Schmidtmeyer of Minster, which is down 12-9, a minute gone, second quarter. Up ahead to Hillsman. Picked up by Gasson. The two number 10s on each other. Between the rings, it's Westerbeck. Lupke checks her out. Here's Borgerding into the top of the circle. Katie Hoing on her. That'll Westerbeck. And a reach-in slap down foul by Lupke of Fort Laramie. That's the Redskins' sixth. From here on in the second quarter, Minster's got the 1-1.
She put the wrong hand in playing defense. She put the cross hand in. Going to call that every time.
Abby Holdhouse will come in now for Fort Laramie. Holdhouse on the court. Abby, a 5'10 sophomore, very good offensive player, a lot of upside. Minster inbounding to Hillsman, near side to Westerbeck, 6:45 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie up three. Ball thrown to the post. It's Schmidtmeyer trying to spin and face up. Stolen on the play by Katie Hoing. Loops it down to Berger for the gimme. 2 points, Fort Laramie. Redskins' Katie Hoing, very inspired performance by her in this game. Stellar job by Katie, who knocked it free, then fed Berger. 14-9, Fort Loramie back up 5 again. Westerbeck, left side of the floor for Minster. Fakes right, goes left, veers off. Pitches out back to Borgerding, guarded by Holdhouse. She fakes right, goes left. She's closed off, drives a shot. Holdhouse and Hoing block it away. It's loose on the arc. Gobbled up there by Redkerman. She chucks up a 3, a 24-footer, and buries it. Two long three-pointers by Redkerman and Borgerding for Minster here in the second quarter. 14-12, Fort Loramie. 5:50 left to go, period number two. Lupke, 25 feet out for the Redskins. Picked up by Westerbeck, now to Berger. Hounded by Redkerman. Near side to Gasson. Holdhouse at the foul line. Back to Gasson in the arc. Left side, Berger. Fakes right, goes left. And reaching in is Redkerman to get a piece of the ball on the dribble out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Jessica Berger's played every second except for about 50 seconds there toward the end of the first quarter. And Fort Loramie's without Olivia Quinter. She is suffering from mononucleosis. Sarah Stang has an injured toe and is also not dressed. Here's a steal, right corner. Rayanne Fry was overguarded, taken away by Minster. Quickly down the floor to Borgerding. In the lane, pulls up, six-footer. Good, and she's fouled.
They were struggling offensively. She came off the bench. She has sparked them here.
Pressure defense by Minster caused the live ball turnover. Then the Wildcats quickly blitzed the other way. Borgerding got the shot to drop off the front rim in the lane. Free throw by her. Hits the back iron. Sticks there. And kerplunk, it falls down in. And the Minster Wildcats have got their first lead, 15-14. 5:08 to go here in the second quarter. Rayanne Fry gives it up to Lukey. Backdoor Berger open. Oh, a good pass to Holdhouse. Left it short. Rebound Minster, no, out of bounds off the Wildcats. Jessica Berger was throwing the ball, I think, by Lukey. And then Minster jumped at Jessica. She fed Holdhouse below the rim. She just couldn't finish. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout, down a point. 15-14 in favor of the Wildcats with 5 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Chuck, what a second quarter in 3 minutes' time by Allie Borgerding of Minster.
She's come in and scored six, and then Redkerman hit a big three. They got the offense rolling now.
Fort Loramie inbound and goes to Berger outside the lane on the left. Oh, she ducks her shoulder, leans in, and makes it a 10-foot bank shot. Beautifully done by Jessica Berger to give Fort Loramie the lead back again, 16-15.
And Jessica's got 10.
4:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Schmidt-Meyer for Minster. Goes back door to Westerbeck, being guarded by Holdhouse. Holdhouse gets a piece of it. Loose ball in the lane. Minster's got it. No, Fort Loramie's got it. Minster's got it back. Borgerding jump shot, 10-footer. No, off the back brace. Rebound Fry at Fort Loramie. Fires it up to Berger. Berger, 25 feet out. Goes to Meyer, back to Berger. Meyer on the bounce, hangs onto the ball. Near side, Rayanne Fry jacks up a three. Missed it off the flange. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie, and Minster pushes that ball over the boundary. Minster bench wanted a foul on the Redskins. No dice. Fort Loramie to throw in. Baseline left. Holdhouse on the floor with Berger, Katie Hoing, Gasson, playmaker is Meyer, baseline left for Fort Loramie. Inbounds to Berger, foul strike, backs her defender down, tries to loop a pass into Hoing below the rim, deflected and stolen by Minster. Quickly down to Westerbeck, spots up, doesn't shoot the three. Now Hulsman tries straight away. Trish! Nobody challenged her. And leave it to Leanne Hulsman to knock it down. Wide open look. Minster up two, 18-16. Near side, it's Meyer. Patty, a 5'4 sophomore for Fort Loramie, on the floor because of illness to Olivia Quinter. Stang out with a toe injury. Here's a drive, baseline right by Meyer, meets resistance in the form of Westerbeck, who draws the tie-up. Arrow says Minster ball.
Well, right now, it's Jessica Berger against the world offensively. They are not getting any help for her.
Quickly down the floor, Westerbeck. Nobody picks her up. Here's a long three by Rosie. Bouncing around, no good. Rebound for Loramie. Long throw to the thoroughbred Berger. Off and running. In and out, no good. Holdhouse sticks it up there. It bounds away, no good. Oh, tough break. Fort Loramie could not cash in. Two gimmies. 3:12 to go first half. 18-16 Minster. Hulsman retreats to midcourt. Throws right side to Fisher, 25 feet away. Left-hand dribble, foul line to Westerbeck on the wraparound. She doesn't shoot. Goes right corner to Retkerman. She tries it. It's a three-point bomb. Good! Good! Retkerman with two triples in the second quarter. And Minster's up five now, 21-16. Top of the circle, Gasson for Fort Loramie. Mears off to the left to Berger. Berger fakes right, goes left. She's doubled. Back to Gasson, jump shot, three-pointer in there. That's a big hoop for Fort Loramie. A tray from Taylor Gasson as Berger was double-teamed, maybe even triple-teamed. She found the open player, and Gasson tossed it in dead center, 21-19. Minster by two, 2:17 to go first half.
Now Loramie's going some zone now, and they just got to make sure they find the shooters.
Ball thrown to Schmidt-Meyer in the lane. Double-teamed. It's clawed away by Fort Loramie. Steal by Meyer. Meyer crossover dribble in traffic down the lane. Up and in! Beautiful play by Hattie Meyer. Wow. She took on three Wildcat defenders. Would not be denied. We're tied at 21. Long three-pointer. Minster, right wing. Retkerman in and out. No good. Yanked down by Berger. Berger romps ahead for Fort Loramie. Stops on the arc. Gives it up straight away to Meyer. Left side to Gasson. Minute 40 to go first half. Tied at 21. High post Hoing. Berger on the arc. Overthrows. Holdhouse inside. Out of bounds. Minute 35 to go, second quarter. Redskins a bit short-handed tonight, Chuck, giving a very good account of themselves.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Hattie Myers come in and not done anything wrong, made a nice play down there at the end, last time down the floor.
Forecourt to her left, Minster with the ball, deep left corner. It's handled there by Borgerding, out of Hulsman between circles. Berger at the point of the zone. Here's a foul line, 18-footer by Borgerding, and Berger got a paw on the shot. Loose ball, rebound, Fort Loramie. Quickly right corner, Lupke. Back to Berger. Looks inside for Hoing. Hoing squeezes off a short-range shot. Missed it. No good. Hung on the rim. Dropped to the floor. Foul Hoing on the back of the rebounder. Redskins have missed some real close ones here late in the second quarter.
They're getting some good shots. They're just not dropping them. They got to go up like they're the only one on the floor. They can't worry about getting hit.
Berger made a very good pass this last trip down to Katie Hoing. And she was covered up quickly by two defenders. Don't know if she was fouled. Ball simply would not stay in. Rolled around, came out. Minster was fouled. 1-1. Schmidt-Meyer, Wildcats. And she drills it. 22-21 Minster. Redskins have had at least 3 5-point leads in this game. Minster had one at 21-16. Then a three ball by Gasson, a two-pointer by Hattie Meyer, tied it. Schmidt-Meyer makes one, makes a second. Two in a row from the stripe by Schmidt-Meyer of the Minster Wildcats, who are back up at two, 23-21. Gasson dribbles, goes left side of the floor to teammate Lupke. Back to Katie Hoing, high right. Now to Berger, little pick and roll with Katie. Knocked away by Retkerman, and she got the wrist of Katie Hoing.
That was a correct call.
Common foul situation. Fort Loramie ball out. Only the fifth of the Wildcats. 48.6 to go, second quarter. Baseline to her right. Maddie Brandewey to play it in for Fort Loramie. Into the corner to Berger. Being shadowed tightly by Rutgerman, 25 feet away. Jessica gives it up to Gasson. Gasson swings it back to the left side to Berger. She's got an open lane. Look at her go in the drive. Overshot it. Got it back. Laid it in. Jessica Berger knew where her misfire was going to go, Chuck. She went to the weak side, got her own board, and stuck it through.
That's the advantage, and she is so athletic.
We're tied at 23 with 18 seconds to go first half. Right side of the floor, Borgerding for Minster. Now Hulsman, 25 feet away. 11 to go in the half. Hulsman dribbling, covered up, can't shoot the three. Goes to Borgerding, right corner with 6 to go. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Ball knocked to the deck. Scramble for it, and it's Redskin possession on the arrow with 3.3 to go, second quarter. As we expected, a high-octane, very intense first half. Tied up it is. Berger midcourt, running, shooting, a long one, 45-footer to the right of the rim. It hit the glass, no good. Up two periods in the books from here at Minster. The Fort Loramie Redskins, after losing this past weekend at the Berlin Highland Tourney to Division III Summit Country Day, are playing extremely well and hard tonight, having tied up Minster 23-23 at our halftime break. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, plus customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, upcoming right now, about 9 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're tied. Fort Loramie 23, Minster 23. Chuck?
Well, I mean, the stats are pretty much as close as the game at 23-23. Loramie's got a 14-13 rebounding advantage. Minster up 6-2 on the offensive boards. They've done a nice job of rebounding. 8 turnovers for the Wildcats, 11 for the Redskins. Fort Loramie 3-6 from the free throw line. Minster 3-5 from the free throw line. Minster led in scoring by Rutgerman with 6. And Allie Borgerding with 6. They got 4 from Rosie Westerbeck. They got 3 from Hulsman. 2 each from Schmidtmeyer and Pringer. Pringer had 2 fouls, had to sit quite a bit in the first half. They scored 6. They scored 17 points in the second quarter for 23. Loramie led by Jessica Berger with 12. Taylor Gasson, nice first half with 5. They got 3 from Holly Fry, all in the first play of the game. Then they got 2 from Patty Meyer and a free throw from Katie Hoing. They scored 10 and 13, 23-23 at the half.
But Chuck, the Fort Loramie Redskins got a good spark off the bench. Patty Meyer played well coming in, and as you mentioned, Taylor Gasson, a nice first 2 quarters for her in support of Jessica Berger.
Yeah, they did a nice job. And in the second half, Holly Fry is going to have to get going offensively. They need her on the floor. So because those 6 offensive rebounds hurt Loramie, that's probably one of the reasons that the game is tied right now. Well, you look on the other side, and Borgerding came off the bench and hit 6 points right in a row. That was very impressive. And then Rutgerman has hit 2 threes, and Hulsman's hit a 3. So they have 4 threes in the column in the second quarter to get their 17 points.
And from 3 different young ladies, as you mentioned.
Right. And then Gasson has a 3, and Berger has a 3 for Fort Loramie.
And Fort Loramie did a pretty good job on Courtney Pringer, the outstanding 6'1 freshman for Minster. They handcuffed her on the inside, doubled down very quickly, bottled her up, and she committed 2 first-half fouls.
Right. She had to sit a lot. Holly Fry had to sit a lot. So we're going to see them, and I think both teams are going to come out
try to establish a little something on the inside to start the third quarter.
And therein may lie the difference in this game in the second half. Pranger, Fry, who is able to support the rest of their club in scoring. Obviously, Jessica Berger needs to carry the load for Fort Loramie. How many for Jessica in the first two periods?
12.
Had 12. Rest of her teammates, 11. That's a pretty favorable ratio, better than it's been the last few weeks.
Right. Still, they could use a little bit more. But, I mean, Jessica, she had a couple of times where I thought she should have shot the basketball.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's just a little too unselfish.
Uh-huh. 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Superb game here tonight at Menster. Two outstanding Division IV girls clubs who knows, might meet once again in a few weeks in the regional tournament.
Yep.
It could very well happen. Fort Loramie 23, Menster 23 at the half. Brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 23 and Menster 23 here at the Wildcats Gym. Don't forget, we've got an important Shelby County League boys game for you tomorrow night. Rushi at Anna. We're back at the Rockets Gym. Anna with two losses in Shelby County League play. Rushi with one. It is a mighty significant game tomorrow night. Tip-off 7:30. Webcast time 7:10 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Earlier today, if you hadn't heard, courtesy of Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, he texted us to let us know that the Sydney girls were victorious at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland. 58-44, Sydney wins over North Royalton, a Division I school. Sydney was down 4 at the half, 1 by 14. Sylvia Hudson pumped in 29 on the day. She had 20 of them over the final two quarters as the Sydney girls remain unbeaten, defeating North Royalton 58-44. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 years ago. And during girls' games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. And tonight, we promote for Menster Courtney Pranger, a freshman, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Krista and Dennis Pranger, active in cross country. She'll take part in track as well, the 800 and 400 maybe. She's a freestyle swimmer on the school swim team, participates in 4-H. Both parents went to Ohio State. She may very well go to the Ohio State University too, although she's a few years away from that decision.
Well, so that makes her a smart girl.
And she will likely pursue the field of education as did both parents. We highlight Taylor Gasson for the Fort Laramie Redskins, a senior having a good game here tonight. 3.3 GPA, daughter of Chris and Vicky Gasson. She's a cross-country runner, too. Participates in the Breakfast Book Club. She is a tutor and student elementary volunteer. Also active in FCCLA. She will study education at Bowling Green. Taylor Gasson, a senior at Fort Laramie. Courtney Pringer, a freshman at Minster, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, after an exciting first two quarters, we expect the same over the final two. Minster and Fort Laramie locked up 23-23 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster with possession to our right. Leanne Hulsman at the point's got the basketball, gives it up to Rosie Westerbeck. Fort Laramie appears to be in a man-to-man at the moment, Chuck.
Yep, they're playing man. They came in to play a little zone in the second quarter, but primarily they've been playing man.
Left side throw to Schmidtmeyer. Hannah Schmidtmeyer, the post player for the Wildcats, gives it up on the play to Westerbeck. Back to Schmidtmeyer, left open, has a good look from 14 feet. Swish, she's got it. Redskins ran away from her looking for Rosie, and Schmidtmeyer canned it. Minster's up two, 25-23, first 40 seconds, third quarter. Katie Hoying on the arc for Fort Laramie. Rotates it right side to Caitlin Lupke on top to Jessica Berger. Knifes her way into the lane. Oh, what a pass down inside to Holly Fry for an easy field goal. All set up by Jessica Berger, who attracted attention as she slipped into the lane, dealt the ball to Fry for the deuce. 25-25. Top of the circle, Westerbeck, right of the lane for Minster. Gives it up right corner to Hulsman. And she hurls up a three, way overshot it. Rebound, weak side, Holly Fries of Fort Laramie. Outlet to Berger at midcourt. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Left side to Lupke, back to Berger. Berger sizes up a three straight away. It hit the back rim. Yanked off the glass by Westerbeck of Minster. Outlet to Hulsman. She darts up the floor. Bounces to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer jumps and shoots. It's a long one. Left side of the court. Bingo, a deuce. Just inside the arc, two goals by Schmidtmeyer, who's been left open early going third quarter. Minster Schmidtmeyer on the money. 27-25 Wildcats. Here is Lupke dribbling into the left corner for Fort Laramie. Goes baseline, has a little crease. Ball fed to Katie Hoying, foul line right. 14-footer, hit the rim twice, came away. Rebound Fry, left corner. Clawed loose for the Wildcats. It's on the deck. Arrow favors Fort Laramie.
Man, Holly Frey gets that rebound. She shouldn't be thinking about anything but putting the ball back up.
Yep. She needs to get off the floor strong. She'll do that the next time. She had an opportunity. Still, Redskins possession. Lobbed into Berger. Foul line extended left. 27-25 Minster. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Here's Berger starting a drive. She's pinched by a defender 10 feet from the basket. Baseline left. Foul, Minster. Five minutes, 46 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie inbounding. Lobbed into the lane to Holly Fry. Turned her head and raking it free is Pringer of Minster on the theft. outlet to Schmidmeier. Somebody's got to check her. She pulls up at the foul stripe, deals to Westerbeck, stolen on the play by Holly Fry, who sneaked up from behind. She gave it to Gasson, two-point lead Minster. Left corner, Lupke. Swings it on top to Gasson, right side, Berger. Berger, foul line, Hoing, high low for Fry, catches down low, it's a beauty. 2 points, Fort Loramie. Katie Hoing to Holly Fry. Boy, you can tell the Redskins have been polishing that offensive set.
Well, they came out strong. That's how they started. Then Fry got her second foul. They couldn't run it in the second quarter.
Tied at 27. Westerbeck probes the middle of the floor. Foul line. Leaner. 13-footer. Bingo! Westerbeck countering for two. 29-27. Minster. 4:50 to go. Third quarter. Near travel by Gasson. Gave it up to Berger. Back to Taylor. Splits a couple defenders. Ball lob, baseline left to Katie Hoing. Turnaround bank shot, 8-footer, got it.
Wow.
Katie Hoing, good looking play by her.
6 points in the paint now for Loramie coming out here in the third quarter.
Low post left, Katie Hoing on the finish, tied at 29. We near the halfway mark, third quarter. With the ball, Fuelsman 25 feet out for Minster, motioning for Pranger and Westerbeck to change spots on the court. Straightaway Reckerman. She arches up the three. It looks good. It is. Reckerman from way downtown. How many for her behind the arc?
That's her third.
32-29. Minster up three. Berger straight away. Shot fake. Spin move in the lane. Reaching in. Reckerman grabbed the arm of Berger. Common foul. Ball out of bounds.
That's the third foul on Reckerman also.
4 minutes even to go here in the third quarter. Every little turn Jessica Berger takes, Chuck, for Fort Loramie. Two white shirts seem to be lurking.
Well, that's how I would defend her. Maybe a third one.
Right. Oftentimes when Jessica does get the ball down within 8 or 10 feet, there are three crowding her. Berger catches foul line in the inbounds pass, drives a one-hander challenge shot way short. Good D by Minster. Here come the Wildcats. Ball given up by Borgerding to Hulsman. Minster up three, 3:40 left to go, third quarter. Wild pass by Minster, picked off by Maddie Brandewee. Outlet to Gasson at Fort Loramie. Wildcats blew that possession. Berger's got the ball 25 feet away. Cross court to Holly Fry. Spin move in the lane, off balance, she walked. Good defense by Minster caused it.
That was excellent defense because she had the move and she slid and held her ground. Fry had no place to go.
32-29, Minster, 3:28 to go here in the third quarter.
So Schmidmeier, two baskets and now a great defensive play at the other end.
And Hannah's had a stellar third quarter for Minster. Pranger at the high post for Minster now, which works the ball around to the left. It's handled there by Fisher. Now Hulsman. Allie and Leanne, two very good spot-up three-point shooters. They go cross-court, now into the paint to Pranger. Shaken free by Fort Loramie. Ball on the floor. It's a jump. And the arrow says the Wildcats keep it. 3:03 remaining in the third. Holdhouse coming in now to try and give the Redskins an offensive spark. Holly Fry sits for a brief respite. Baseline right, Borgerding into Pranger. Foul line extended left. Here's Schmidmeier. 16-footer. Dips in, dips out. Tough luck. Rebound, Berger. Fort Loramie's got it. Berger to Hattie Meyer at midcourt. Hattie with a big bucket in the second period for the Redskins. Foul line Holdhouse. Right corner, Maddie Brandewee back out to Meyer. 2:42 to go in the third. Fort Loramie down three. Ball punched up in the air by Fisher on the theft. She stole it. Drives unmolested the other way. 2 points for Fisher. Very good pickpocket by Allie. As she punched the ball up in the air, reached up to snatch it, went the other way. Minster's got a 5-point lead back now. 2:23 to go here in the third quarter. 34-29 Wildcats, and we'll keep it right here. Brookins, a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. But nowadays, Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst at Brookins have owned and operated the restaurant for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is also available. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. 2 minutes, 23 seconds left to go. Third quarter. Fort Loramie needs a basket or two late in this period to shave back that Minster five-point lead, 34-29 Wildcats. We near the two-minute mark. Lupke outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Gasson. Right wing, Maddie Brandewee. Hits the cutter down low on the right. Good play for Loramie, who found Maddie Brandewee open. Though it's Lupke who caught it. And powering down from behind is a Minster defender who picks up the foul. Lupke at the stripe. She's got two.
That looked like a pretty darn good block.
Important free throws here. Mighty important for Fort Loramie to make these two. Lupke does capitalize on the first. Second shot, Lupke, Fort Loramie. Caitlin, the 5'6 junior, missed it short. It hits the rim, kicks into the corner. Pranger tracks it down for Minster. 4-point lead, Wildcats. Two to go in the third. Right side, Fisher. Flips it on top to Borgerding. Shot fake. Starts to go to work at Holdhouse. Oh, good overplay. Fine defense by Fort Loramie. Jumping in there is Lupke. She causes the tie-up. Turnover, Minster. Give all the credit in the world to Caitlin Lupke.
Yeah, I tell you, Borgerding that time, she was making a move to the basket, and you can't dribble the ball between two defenders like that.
Full court pressure being instituted here by Minster. In backcourt, it's thrown to Katie Hoing. She looks for a guard. It goes to Holdhouse, up ahead to Gasson. Left corner, Hattie Meyer. Wrap around pass in the lane, rolling away from the Fort Loramie player, and Minster's got it. Quickly, 3-on-2 break. Schmidt-Meyer in the lane, off balance. It looked like she walked, and she did travel.
Yep, she did.
Good defense by the Redskins at the point of attack, below the foul stripe. 10 players in backcourt now. Holly Fry thinking about leaking out the other direction. Here's the ball thrown up the floor to Holdhouse across the timeline. Pulls up on the arc. Gives it back to Gasson. It's knocked free. Stolen by Borgerding against Gasson. Overshooting. Rebound Minster. Yes! Pranger got the goal. Courtney Pranger, right place, right time. Foul. Minster in backcourt as the Wildcats hack Gasson going for the steal. We now have a six-point game. The biggest separation of the night between the two teams, 36-30, Minster, with 1:17 left in the third quarter.
Well, this has been a problem for Loramie all season. When they take Berger out of the game, they are so susceptible to pressure, and Minster knows that.
Yep.
They went full court just as soon as she sat down.
Jessica had been on the bench for about a minute, taking a breather, and Minster capitalized with a couple takeaways. Here's Hattie Meyer with the ball 30 feet away. Goes right side to Berger. A minute to go, third quarter. Meyer veers left. Goes on the arc to Holly Fry. Almost punch free by Schmidt-Meyer. Fry on the drive into the lane. Running one-hander. Flipped it up, no good. Fry follows. Good! Holly Fry with a deuce. Good work by her. 36-32. Minster by four. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Fisher on the arc to Yulsman straight away. Left side to Schmidt-Meyer, who looks for the cutter. She fakes right, goes left, pulls up from 10, doesn't shoot. Now to Pranger on the arc to Fisher. 27 ticks left in the third quarter. Gilsman, near side, Borgerding, checked by Meyer. Straight away, Pranger, foul line, doesn't shoot. Down to 16 seconds. Ball thrown to the post. Schmidt-Meyer, turnaround, half hook. Strong, no good. Rebound, Berger, 10 to go. Berger on the run out. Bounce pass down the floor, lower the right to Hoing. Holly Fry chases after it. Knocked away by Minster. Touched by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. Ooh, a lost possession. Right,
silly pass. And you don't see Jessica make a lot of mistakes like that. 7 seconds to go. That is not the pass you want to throw.
A little too much of a hurry, perhaps. Here's Fort Laramie pressing in backcourt. Here's a near steal by the Redskins. A bumping foul caused by Fort Laramie. And that is only the visiting team's initial foul of this half.
That was a good foul because it took 3 seconds off the clock and then makes them throw it in again. Full court.
Nothing to lose. Nice try by Hattie Meyer. 4.8 to go. Minster's got to go the length of the floor. Up four. Inbounded to Borgerding. Flips it to Fisher. Fires up to Hulsman. It's long. Intercepted by Hoang, and the fourth quarter finishes. Each team's defense very sticky, making it tough for the other's offense to get done what it wants to. Minster is inched ahead by four now at the end of three. 36-32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Minster 36, Fort Laramie 32, fine girls game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wildcats with the ball, starting play in the fourth, and immediately Hulsman dumps it down to the post. Schmidtmeyer catches, defender on her back, fouls, and that's three on Holly Fry.
Yeah, that's not real crucial, but she tried to go right straight through the offensive player.
Common foul. Hulsman lobs in. Ball thrown ahead of the key. Savannah Luthman, 5'10 junior, on the court for the first time tonight. Deep right corner, Schmidtmeyer for Minster. Wildcats somewhat methodically throw it around. Westerbeck catches high left. Here's Luthman coming out to get it straight away. Katie Hoing on her. Gasson goes for the steal, doesn't get it. That leaves Leanne Hulsman open. She steps inside the arc and drains a 17-footer. Fort Laramie throws it 50 feet down the floor to Berger. Knocked away by Minster. And then Fort Laramie dives in to punch it out of bounds. Minster possession. Fort Laramie's got in a hurry. It's last two trips down, ending the third quarter and starting the fourth. That was an overplay by Fort Laramie. On Minster's last possession, Leanne Hulsman stepped inside the arc and scored. And here is Minster beating pressure. Good feed. Schmidtmeyer, Luthman, layup, got it. 8-point lead, Minster. Quickly, Fort Laramie shooting left corner. Myers shot blocked out of bounds. Wildcats have bolted to an 8-point lead now, 40-32. As Savannah Luthman is coming off the bench and notched the field goal. Here's Berger in the lane for Fort Laramie. Spin move, ducks under. Any one of three Wildcats guilty of the foul. 6:50 to go in the fourth. 8-point lead now, Minster.
That's Berger's first shot in the second half.
Free throw by Berger up and in. You mean first shot, period, foul line, yes. And the floor, both?
Yes. She got fouled on that shot. That's the first shot she's taken here in the second half.
40-33, Minster by seven. Jessica's got to really shine in the fourth period, that's for sure. Both free throws by her dead center, and it's 40-34 in favor of Minster. Fort Laramie pressing. Minster whips it up the floor to Luthman. She backs it out. Left side, it goes on the play to Retkerman. Now Hulsman, who veers off to the left, goes to Retkerman. Dribble drive down the lane, stops, 10-footer right in front, hard. Rebound, jerked off the glass by Holly Fry. That was a big snatch by her. As she cleared the boards, fed it up to Gasson. Outside the arc to Berger. Retkerman's drawn that assignment most of the night. Straight away, Lupke. Left side, Brandewey. 6:15 to go in the game. Fort Loramie down 6. High right, Holly Fry. Looks for Lupke. On a weave, it goes to Berger. Not a clean handoff, and it's tied up. Redskins keep it. Bring her back in for Minster, for Luthman, who did her job while she was on the court. A spell for Bringer, who's back out there, the 6'1 freshman. 6:08 remaining in the fourth. 6-point lead in favor of Minster. Ball thrown to midcourt. Gathered there by Gasson, who fakes right, goes left. Hits a player low on the block, left side. Caught in traffic by Katie Horn, and she's belted by Bringer, who gets her third. In the act of shooting was Katie. Nope, Schmidtmeyer's nailed on the foul, not Bringer. Big free throws here for Katie Horn. She tries to cut the Minster advantage to 5, and she does. 40-35, Minster up 5. 6 minutes, a second remaining. Second shot, Katie Hoing. Yes, she hits them both. 4-point game now. 4 in a row by Fort Loramie. 5:55 to go in the contest. Ball thrown midcourt. Westerbeck leaps high to grab. She's double teamed. Swings a pass to Schmidtmeyer. Now Westerbeck high left. Between the circles, it is Delta Hulsman, baseline right, Redkerman, wow. Go to work, dazzling drive, a running bank shot by Redkerman in traffic. Boy, she knew what to do with it, displayed excellent savvy there, big field goal, Redkerman of Minster. Right corner, Katie Horn for Fort Loramie. She pounds it on the deck and she's tripped by the Minster defender. Team foul 6 on the Wildcats.
Well, this is the most active I've seen Katie Horn offensively this season.
Well, she is playing very enthused. You're right, Chuck. From our perspective, the games we've seen, and we have watched the number of Fort Loramie games, Redskins have been on scoresbroadcast.com numerous times. This is Katie Hoing's best contest of the year. And that's a very good sign here in the future this season for Fort Loramie, which needs offensive production from 5'11 senior Katie Hoing. He's at the stripe, missed the shot strong. Good one-hand rebound by Berger, knocked away by Minster. There is a massive scrum for the ball. Thought for an instant it might be ruled a jump. Nope, Fort Loramie down on the deck. Got a timeout called. 5:21 to go in the fourth. Wildcats up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, Katie Hoing missed the one-and-one for Fort Loramie. Rebound went to the deck. Minster thought the Wildcats had it. So did the Minster bench. Somehow, someway, Fort Loramie got a mitt on the ball, got a timeout called. Redskins keep it.
Well, the problem was they tried to call a timeout the last time and didn't get it.
Good inbounds to Lupke. Lupke off a screen, baseline left. Little 10-footer got it. Nice play by Fort Loramie out of bounds. 42-38, Minster, 5:08 to go, fourth quarter. Hulsman 30 feet away for the Wildcats, dribbles against Gasson. Bounce pass left side to Redkerman. Checked tightly by Lupke. Left side of the floor, it is Hulsman on the dribble to the top of the key. Ball loop near side to Redkerman. Oh, she had a very good basket last trip down for Minster. She veers to the corner, picks up her dribble. Tries to go down inside to Luthman in the post. Wild pass intercepted by Fort Loramie. Redskins a chance to cut it to 2. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. Berger to Gasson. Outside the arc on the left to Brandewee. Starts to drive. Good defense by Schmidtmeyer. Cross-court pass, right corner. Handled there by Lupke. Back out to Gasson. Berger trying to post up. Fort Loramie attempting to get it to her. She's doubled in the lane. Ball thrown to Hoing, open foul line. Steps inside it, missed it short, no good. Didn't quite have the length on it. Berger was double-teamed or triple-teamed. Katie was available, couldn't cash in. Minster got the rebound and a timeout. 4:05 left to go in this game. 4-point lead, Minster. Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He reaches out to assist small businesses in the region, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. So many thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Free pickup and delivery. A tire sale you'll never, ever get tired of. Huge savings on Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodyear, General, Michelin, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Minster with the ball in the right corner. Now pitch to Westerbeck straight away with 3:55 to go. Minster nursing a very short 4-point lead. Ball bounced down to Borgerding in the left corner. On top to Reckerman. Fort Loramie has committed just two fouls in this half. Ball goes to Schmidtmeyer in the lane. To Hulsman, right side of the floor to Rosie. Down low to Schmidtmeyer, double team, spins around, bumped on the play by Fort Loramie. Not a shooting foul. Nearly a walk. Fort Loramie with two young ladies that put the clamps on Schmidtmeyer. Almost steps. The foul was the right call. 3:37 to go. Minster lobbing in below the basket. Out to Hulsman, picked up by Hattie Meyer. Hulsman holding, gets a high screen from teammate Schmidtmeyer. Hulsman dribbles, goes right corner to Westerbeck. And let's see what we have. Katie Hoing grabbing a hold of Schmidtmeyer. The two battling for position in the paint. Another common foul. Number two on Katie. Baseline, right of the goal. Reckerman inbounds in the corner. Handled there by Borgerding on her Holly Fry. Borgerding on the left-hand bounce into the post to Schmidtmeyer. Turns, spins, little half-hook shot deflected by Katie Hoing. Pulled out of there by Berger. Berger navigates her way down the floor for the Redskins, who are down four, 3 minutes to go. High left to Katie Hoing. Dribbles into the lane. Running shot, wide left, no good, hit the glass. Rebound tied up, and it's Minster's possession. That trip down, Chuck. Boy, you need to have Berger touching it often and perhaps being the one to get the shot. Now Minster with another possession to push it up to six. 2:52 to go. Midcourt on the bounce. It's Refkeman for Minster. Guarded by Lupke, 30 feet out. Bounce pass to Schmidtmeyer, who greets her top of the circle. Katie Hoing on Schmidtmeyer. Near side Borgerding, 2:40 to go. Four team fouls in Fort Loramie. Redskins are in the bonus. Westerbeck, high right, checked by Berger. Westerbeck probes the middle of the floor into the paint. Fires a pass to Reckerman, back to Westerbeck, left side. Top of the key, handled there by Borgerding against Fry. Retreats. Fry reaches in, tries to get a mitt on the ball, can't. Ball handed off to Schmidtmeyer, now to Reckerman near the timeline. 2:11 to go. Minster has stalled, a minute off the clock, this possession. Reckerman, baseline drive, power move, got it for two. What a dazzling play by Reckerman. She has made two brilliant drives from the right corner here in this half. That was another 6-point lead, Minster. Berger, cross court to Lupke, open jumper, 12-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebound, Schmidtmeyer and Minster, up six, a minute 40 to go. Midcourt, Hulsman. Meyer comes out, grabs her on the foul, and that is the team's fifth. Still not the 1-1. Well, what about Lindsay Reckerman in this second half, Chuck? She's made two absolute stellar drives from the corner.
Yeah, she's been terrific, and she's already got the Clancy's player of the game on the Minster side. She's been the difference.
I believe it. Yep, she's been excellent defensively against Berger to go along with her offense. Yes, she has been given that assignment all night, and she is trying to wear Jessica Berger out here in the second half. And Jessica, from a field goal standpoint, what she had? Nothing.
She doesn't have any. She's got two free throws here in the second half.
Zero baskets, third and fourth quarters for Berger of Fort Loramie. She has notched a couple free throws. That's it. Six-point lead, Minster. After the foul against Fort Loramie, Minster inbounds, low on the left. It's handed to Schmidtmeyer, pushes it up from 5 feet, missed it, but she smacked for the backside. Well done by Minster on the inbounds play with 92 seconds to go in the fourth, and Minster up six. Schmidtmeyer, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Two foul shots for her in the act of shooting. Good. 45-38 in favor of Minster. Second free throw, yes. And that is Minster's biggest spread of the night, 8. 46-38. Matching a 40-32 advantage earlier in this fourth quarter. And now the Redskins have got to make pay fast. Gas in the midcourt. Left side to Hattie Meyer. Dribbles to the right corner to Berger. Quickly a pass down inside to Fry, and her arm is grabbed. And Holly will get the one and one. Schmidtmeyer on the reach. Meyer with a pair at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Substitution, Redskins, Lupke in for Meyer. Final a minute, 23, 46-38. 8-point spread, Minster in the lead. Fry, a couple of dribbles. Crucial one and one for Fort Loramie. Up and in. A lot of rim, backboard, and it trickled through. 46-39, Minster by 7. Second free throw, Holly Fry. The official signals one more. Rosie Westerbeck hustles to the scorer's table. She'll enter for Minster in place of Courtney Pringer. Westerbeck, Huelsman, Retgerman, Borgerding, 4 of the 5 on the floor for Minster. As Fry dips the knee, shoots, short, no good. What do we have? Scramble for the loose ball in the lane. On the back is a Fort Loramie player. Schmidtmeyer, the fifth player out there for the Wildcats. She went for that rebound hard along with Borgerding, and Borgerding glides to the free throw line at the other end. She has got the one and one for Minster, which is up 7, 46-39, a minute 23 to go. Allie Borgerding doesn't bounce the ball on the floor at all. Gets it from the referee and missed it hard. Long rebound, Lupke. Lupke hands to Brandewee. It is tipped on the play by Minster. It goes out of bounds. Substitutions coming quickly. Pringer back in for Minster.
Offense and defense there. They're taking her out and bringing Wester back in offensively. So if she gets fouled, she can make free throws.
Borgerding sideline. Westerbeck on the floor. Minster man-to-man. No, his zone. Pringer out high in the zone. Berger's got the ball left corner. Goes baseline. Down 7. Nice lateral pass in the lane to Fry. Fry goes up strong. Got it for 2. Berger, good wraparound pass. Fine assist. Redskins back within 5. 46-41 with 4 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And on the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's Minster 46, Fort Loramie 41. I may have mistakenly before that break said we had 4 to play. I meant to say a minute 4 to play.
Lori wishes there was 4 minutes left.
Yes, the Redskins could use three additional minutes. Down only five, though. Minster inbounding Huelsman. Eight players in backcourt. Huelsman dribbling, stops, still not over the timeline. Crosses over, heads into the half court. Throws to Westerbeck. Back to Huelsman. 50 seconds remaining. Redskins will have to foul. Jessica Berger on the chase against Huelsman. Hand off to Reckerman in the corner. Baseline, crowded. Takes a shot, shouldn't have. Loose ball rebound. Berger grabs it, so does Minster. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she had done some really good things. That was not a smart shot.
Yep, eventually there in that possession, Fort Loramie was certainly going to have to foul. The Redskins couldn't continue to play defense and let seconds tick away.
Now, she needed to just keep going along that baseline, just pull it back out the other side, let the clock run, make them foul you.
Fort Loramie ball down five. Redskins at midcourt, 30 seconds to go. Left side pass to Brandewey. Starts a drive. Left-handed Jay from 16. No. Rebound fly down inside. She's handcuffed and fouled by Minster. Holly Fry's done yeoman's work on the glass at both ends, Chuck. She has created space for her in the lane. And she's been fairly dominant in this half. She's got the one and one. These are extremely crucial. 26.5 to go. Minster up five. Chuck indicates two. She was fouled in the act of shooting. That she was. She connects on the first. Redskins have shot three throws well tonight. 4-point lead, Minster. 26.5 remaining. Second free throw, Holly Fry. Deep breath. It's dead center. Got it. 3-point game. Anybody's contest. Minster in backcourt. It goes to Huelsman. 70 feet from the goal is Leanne. Pressure by Gasson. Leanne still not at the timeline. 20 seconds to go. 19-18. Reaching foul against Gasson. Minster bench wanting an intentional foul call, but that was a very good semi-intentional, unintentional foul.
My problem is not the intentional or unintentional. Mine is they had to be at about an eight count.
Yep.
She was still in the backcourt, and all of a sudden she reaches out and grabs her arm. Try to get the 10 count and then foul her when she crosses midcourt.
Huelsman, one and one. Minster, no good. Missed it. Rebound, Lupke. Backcourt to Brandewey. Fort Loramie, 13 seconds left. Redskins can tie. Time out, Fort Loramie, with 10.7 remaining. Big free throw by Huelsman of Minster. That's who shot it, right, Chuck?
Yep, she missed the front end of the one and one.
Boy, that was big. Believe it or not, the Redskins down eight twice in this fourth quarter. Now have an opportunity with 10.7 to go to make a three-pointer and get this game even. Fine comeback by Fort Loramie. And I tell you what, Jessica Berger has had help all over the floor tonight, Chuck. Not only in terms of scoring, but rebounding, ball handling. Redskins as a team, I think, have played maybe one of their two best games of the season.
I agree with you. With Quinter out, she's normally the point guard, plays probably 26 of 32 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come in with a sophomore in Hattie Meyer, who has not hurt them at all, had a really nice basket in the second quarter. Taylor Gasson's played a great game, and so has Lupke. I've been impressed with them. Like I said before the game, they don't have to score a lot. They just have to not turn the ball over, and they've done a nice job with that. They're setting up something right now, because there is nobody you want to shoot this ball for a three besides Berger, and with 10 seconds to go and no timeouts, it's got to be a three.
Double bonus both ways. 19 fouls in each team, 10.7 to go. Redskins have the ball side court. You can bet Minster will be spying on Jessica Berger. Retkerman draws the assignment in the right corner. Ball thrown to midcourt to Gasson. Minster may try to foul out on the arc. It goes to Fry, 25 feet away. Berger hasn't touched it yet. It goes into the post to Brandewey. A turnaround left-hand hook shot is good from 6 feet away, but it's just a two-pointer. And Minster wins by one. You can count the basket. It was in before the buzzer sounded. In fact, it left the hands of Maddie Brandewey a second before the buzzer went off, but Jessica Berger, I don't think, touched the ball. Give all the credit to Minster. Standout defense on Fort Loramie's final possession. Berger couldn't get her hands on it. Minster let a couple players go open down inside the foul line.
Why wouldn't you?
Yep, one of them was Maddie Brandewee, who was throwing the ball because she happened to be open. Fort Laramie couldn't find Berger. Brandewee turned and shot it. But well, it's academic because Minster wins it by one despite the Brandewee two-pointer at the buzzer when the Redskins needed a three.
You got an entire coaching staff from Minster as soon as they threw the ball in the lane yelling, let her have it. They wanted to make sure that somebody didn't try to go block that shot and turn it into a three-point play that they didn't need. And it turned out to be a one-point game. Minster played a nice basketball game tonight.
Yeah, Wildcat sure did. Fort Laramie as well. In fact, I thought the duo down inside, Chuck, of Katie Hoy and Holly Fry were very good. They made themselves available when Berger was double-teamed. Hoying and Fry freed themselves up. They would like to have converted maybe another shot or two. It didn't get done. Minster is an outstanding Division IV girls basketball team, as is Fort Laramie, which didn't get a field goal from Jessica Berger in the second half tonight.
Right, she had two free throws, but Holly Fry really picked it up. She scored 11 points. She scored 11 points in the... I'm sorry. She scored 11 points in the second half.
Oh, what a game. What a game here tonight at Minster as the Wildcats nip Fort Laramie 46-45. Minster here at home was probably a clear-cut favorite, not by much. As we said in the pregame, when these two teams get together, it's a scrap right down to the very end, i.e., last year, a three-point game at Fort Laramie, won by the Redskins. At Fort Laramie back in 2012-13, it was an eight-pointer, went right down to the last couple possessions. Free throws made that an eight-point contest. It was really a two- or three-point game late. Here in 11-12, Chuck, Minster won by one, 44-43. Back in 2010-11, it was a four-point game, 42-38. It's always a nail-biter, no matter the personnel.
Well, it's because they're always so evenly balanced. And you made the comment, and I'm going to agree with you. I thought Laramie played for as undermanned as they were tonight. I thought they did a terrific job, and they made this a heck of a game.
Yeah, considering the level and quality of the opposition, Chuck, it may very well have been Fort Laramie's best all-around performance from everybody on the roster at one time this season.
Yeah, I was impressed. And if you take a look at the individual scoring, Minster had one player in double figures, and that's Redkerman with 13. But then you look down and you had Schmidtmeyer with 8. You got 6 from Borgerding. You got 6 from Westerbeck. On the other side, Laramie had two players with 14. They had Jessica Berger with 14 and Holly Fry with 14. They Holly Fry had a terrific second half, and Holly Fry is the Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins. And on the other side, Lindsay Redkerman, not only her 13 points, but her outstanding defense on Berger was the difference in the game. So Redkerman and Fry are the players of the game evening.
Let me echo that, Chuck. Wow, what a job by Redkerman on Berger in the second half. Jessica didn't score and got her hands on the ball very seldom. It took all of that. It took every bit of that defense by Minster to forge a slim one-point win over Fort Laramie here tonight. Gallant effort by the Redskins, who were down by 8 twice in the fourth quarter of this game. Holly Fry, Lindsay Redkerman win the Clancy's Awards. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, TomJerry's.com. And M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you will never get tired of. On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, the final tally, Minster ekes out a 46-45 win over Fort Loramie here tonight at Minster. Fort Loramie had the final possession with 10.7 to go, down by 3. And Minster's defense was so thorough, Chuck, on Jessica Berger, that during the final 10 seconds, Fort Loramie was enticed to throw the ball into the paint to Maddie Brandewee, who made a very nice...
Yes, she did.
A good turnaround left-hand bank shot from, 8 to 10 feet. She let it go before the buzzer. It was going through as the buzzer sounded, but the Redskins needed a 3, not the 2-pointer, and Fort Loramie falls a point shy.
Well, they did a great job. They were not going to let Berger get the ball, but the rest of the girls on Loramie have to understand what the situation is. No timeouts, so even if you make it 2, you can't stop the clock. They need to understand that, and somebody else needed to put the ball up from a 3.
Very good bench play from Minster.
Terrific.
We expected nothing less. That's the reputation for Minster girls basketball, especially this year. And fine basketball athletes coming in as subs for the Wildcats tonight ignited Minster to this victory. I thought Fort Loramie's inside defense on Courtney Pringer was very good.
Yeah, I mean, this was a good basketball game. Both teams, good runs back and forth. Loramie had a good run to start the game. Minster took the lead, and Loramie tied it up at the half. But just a little too much Retkerman. I said it earlier.
Lindsay Retkerman blanketed Jessica Berger in that second half, and Jessica couldn't get off a shot. Didn't get her hands on the ball very often.
No, she didn't. And normally Minster's going to throw a whole lot of Rosie at you. But
yeah.
Tonight it was Retkerman.
Uh-huh. Well, these two clubs could very well meet again come regional tournament time down at Tippecanoe. It could be in the regional semis on a Wednesday or Thursday night. It could be in a regional championship game on Saturday night that week. Who knows? Obviously, each team has got to get through sectional and district play. But these would be the two favored clubs, I would think, to advance out of the MAC district, which feeds Southwest Ohio, and the Shelby County League district sectional tournament in Sydney, which also feeds the Southwest Ohio region. But there'll be other schools that'll have something to say about that. Marion Local has a very good girls basketball team. We'll get to see the Flyers later against Fort Loramie near the end of the season. New Knoxville, not a pushover, a difficult club to beat. And, of course, down in the Shelby County League, Jackson Center, Rushi, all fast improving. And you can't count out Houston, which has played Fort Loramie and Sydney in the past 2 weeks to very close games. So it's wide, wide open. Still, for sure, but you'd have to give Minster and Fort Loramie the favorite roles as we head into tournament play. And as usual, a dynamite game tonight. 1-point difference, 46-45 Minster. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Parker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, Frisch's in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you your best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship. And in Fort Loramie, these game sponsors for the Redskins, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Earlier today, it was Sydney over North Royalton, 58-44. The Yellow Jackets remain undefeated. Head coach Megan Mummy's Sydney girls team victorious by 14 at the Berlin Highland Tournament. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's Rushi at Anna, Shelby County League Boys Contest from Anna. Tip-off 7:30, on the web at 7:10. For Rhett Gish, our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, this is Jack Kramer saying goodnight for Minster, where the Wildcats have nipped the Redskins 46-45.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.